Last week, we spoke about out in Kirkland, there's an old hotel that is being converted into a homeless shelter. And the neighbors are pissed because we know what happens every single time they do this. Every time they do this, just ask the owners of the Red Lion in Renton. Every single time they do this, the neighborhood gets destroyed, businesses get broken into, people get hurt, homes get broken into. And when I saw that a friend of ours was actually leading the campaign against this, I got very excited because I knew just who to talk to about this. Joining us now on the Warrior Injury Law Studio line, formerly of Lotus Communications in Seattle, Gary Greenberg. Thanks so much for being with us today, my friend.
Hey, Ari, it's a pleasure. You'd be proud of me. In my retirement, I'd become a citizen advocate.
I will say, you hired a certain guy who is a citizen advocate to be a radio show host. So, by the way, the guest we're having right now is one of the people who's responsible for the Ari Hoffman Show, my friends.
You know, I've made some poor decisions in my career.
So why don't you tell us what's happening with this hotel? Because
thank you. And by the way, you know, there is a large group of us here in Kirkland that are really concerned about this. If I could provide a little bit of background,
sure.
is this is over in Kirkland. It's off of 520, the old La Quinta. Some of you may know it better as next door to Burgermaster. The county paid $29 million for this in 2022 under the, you know, cloak of darkness and secrecy. They're doing some minor building improvements right now, minor to the tune of $10 million. Once it opens, Plymouth Housing, the operator, questionable, that they selected, is going to get $27,000 per room per year. 100 rooms, they're going to get $2.7 million. But riddle me this, if you were to want to place a permanent supporting housing facility that's going to help ensure the safety of all involved and the neighborhood, where would you put it? I mean, if you're the King County Council in Kirkland, you'd put it in a place that shares a fence with a school that has 530 students. You'd put it in a place where there's three daycares within a five-minute walk. You'd put it in a place where there's zero services anywhere, with the exception of Burgermaster. Oh, and by the way, there's kind of this upscale grab-and-go down at the end of the block. Plus, you'd put it in a place where there's a lot of office buildings and workers and tenants, some of which are already leaving because of this, and others will certainly fall.
Right. We heard about the big tech company that's getting out of there because of this, right?
Yeah, INREX. INREX is leaving. That was big news. There's a daycare that's already left, and we're hearing that there's others that are leaving as well. You know, as a community, we understand the concerns and the need to work on the homeless issue, right? And to help the addicted. But this is one of these places, you know what? I mean, they say there's going to be some criminal background checks, but if you're addicted, it doesn't matter. We're going to open the door and let you in.
Right. And let's go through Plymouth Housing for a minute. So Plymouth Housing, we know, we've covered them extensively on the show. There's a whole barrage, buffet, smorgasbord, if you will, with problems with this organization, stemming from the fact that they never seem to actually transition anybody back to life. And then also they were part of the BLM supporters in 2020 of the people who were tearing down the city, which means they're a radical activist group. On top of that, I remember when this hotel got bought, and I remember that King County paid three times the amount it was actually worth, which means they just think throwing the money at the problem is the way to go. It's not going to solve anything. And for you residents, it's one thing to say, hey, we want the homeless to be taken care of. We want the drug addicts to get treatment. We want the people with mental health to get taken care of. We want the criminals behind bars. But we've tried this model before, and it keeps failing time after time. Have they given you any security assurances?
Well, you know, they say they're going to work on a code of conduct, right? But, you know, they haven't told us what that means. But and they say that if a resident doesn't abide by the code of conduct, they can be evicted. But how's eviction gone these days,
right?
Especially when you're dealing with the county?
Right. Now, Gary, what are action items that listeners of the show can do right now? Because right now it seems like this thing's a done deal. They're going forward with it. They don't care what you say. They don't care if they're losing tech companies. Is there something that KVI Nation can do to try and help you guys out?
Well, I think one of the things that KVI Nation can do is to appeal to the Kirkland City Council and the King County Council, because we are in a place right now where this code of conduct is being developed. And at a huge neighborhood meeting that we had earlier in the week, in fact, Como TV was there. You might have seen the coverage.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Jonathan Cho was there, so that was great. But, you know, what we're trying to do right now is influence what this code of conduct is going to look like in order to protect our community and, you know, the school that's next door and the citizens that live in the area and the businesses in the area.
Yeah, because here's the thing. We've seen how these homeless hotels destroy the area around them and people get hurt. And I'll remind you of this, all my haters out there that are going, Ari just likes to demonize the homeless. It's bad for the homeless, too. You may think it's out of sight, out of mind, but they're going back to those rooms. And Plymouth is known for no barrier homelessness and shelter. And what that means is you can bring your drugs with you, can bring your problems with you. So you go into this place and you just die in a hotel room as opposed to dying on a street. But in addition to that, how many times was law enforcement called to these locations? How many times? Time after time. And I have to double check if it was Plymouth Housing, but let's not forget the day the Seattle City Council decided to start defunding the police was the day one of these social workers who may have been from Plymouth Housing was stabbed to death by one of their homeless clients. Mm. And in Renton itself, when they had the Red Lion Inn, the residents there set the building on fire. It had to be evacuated because you're dealing with drug addicts and people who are not in the right state of mind and criminals. And now this is coming to your neighborhood, Gary.
Right. Well, you know, and it's interesting, too. This was a quote from Plymouth Housing earlier this week. No country or government in the world has figured out how to eliminate addiction. But we do firmly believe that by creating community ties, by building trust, we get closer to it.
So not treatment, but building community ties and building trust is going to do it?
Yeah, and the fact that staff will maintain a compassionate approach to help people looking to overcome addiction. And I think that's great. We need to help people overcome addiction, but we're going to still allow them to be addicted and live in the community there.
That's exactly what they're going to do, and that's why these programs fail time after time after time. Gary, so great to hear your voice again. Thanks so much for joining us today, and please keep us informed so we can keep our Kirkland listeners informed of what's coming their way and the surrounding neighborhoods and towns as well.
Absolutely, Ari. Thank you.
Thanks so much for joining us today. Really do appreciate it.